If you can explain step by step the process as a witness views it in Missouri, what do you see? What do you hear? And are the faces of the execution team visible?
Well, let me walk you through, first of all, the kind of geographic layout of the execution chamber. The execution chamber is a room, and there is a gurney in that room. And the inmate is on the gurney when we first see him as witnesses. They don't pull the curtains to let us view what's going on in the execution chamber until he is on that gurney and until the sheet has been drawn up almost to his chin. He's covered with a sheet. He is tightly strapped down. The only thing that can really move are his feet and his head. And so everything is prepared before the curtains are drawn and the witnesses can actually see what is going on in the chamber. So the inmate is lying on the gurney. There's a sheet up to his chin, and the curtain then is pulled. There are three viewing rooms around the chamber, and then there's a fourth room that is behind the inmate, and that is where the machinery is kept that will feed the drugs into his system. When we used to execute prisoners at Bonterre, at the prison there, it was easier to see from our vantage point, because we had a slightly different vantage point, the drugs actually beginning to flow down the tubes into his body. We can't see that so much now, but you have three viewing areas then around him. You have the media sitting on what would be his right side, and our room is pretty dark, so he can't see us. Across from us are the witnesses that he has asked to be his guests, I guess, if you will, and they are in a room that is illuminated so that he can look their direction and see them and communicate with them in his last moments, and they can communicate with him. And then another room is at his feet. So if he looks down between his feet, he will see the people in this room, and those are the witnesses who represent his victim. I remember we had a fellow who killed a highway patrolman, and when the curtains were pulled in all three rooms and he looked straight ahead, all he saw was a room full of highway patrolmen in full uniform. But mostly, those are going to be the people who represent his victim's family and friends. So most of the time, when the curtains are drawn, the inmate will look around quickly, but then quickly go to the side where his family and his friends and his attorneys and spiritual advisor are sitting. Sometimes there's only two or three, sometimes there are several. And before the drugs take full effect, he is able to say some things to them. Since his head is turned away from us, we don't know what he is saying to them, and we cannot hear anything because the room is pretty soundproof. But he's speaking to them or addressing them, and they're all expressing their love and support for him. Very quickly, the drug takes effect. He usually loses consciousness, and then we just wait for the final pronouncement that he is dead.
How quick is quick?
I don't know exactly how quickly the person dies, because the procedure is that the drugs are administered, and from where we are sitting and watching, it appears that this person has stopped breathing, and after a couple of minutes, they pull the curtains, and that's when the medical people go into the death chamber, and they certify at that point that the person is dead, and then they leave the chamber, the curtains are reopened, and so we now witness this person lying on the gurney for another couple of minutes. Then it's announced that the inmate is dead, the curtains are pulled, and we're all escorted out of the room. The media goes to the media center within the prison, and the witnesses go their separate ways outside of the prison. But that is how it happens. It usually takes, well, with the interruption where people go in and make sure that the inmate is dead, it probably is about a 15-minute experience for us.